there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And as always, your English will definitely improve today. My name is Rebecca. And guess what? Today is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. So what is the best gift that you have ever received? Well, as a kid, I remember getting a kitten for my 10th birthday. It definitely was one of the most special and precious gifts I have ever received. Well, whether you enjoy receiving gifts or giving gifts, today's lesson called Great Gifts is just for you. So here's a few questions for you. First, what makes a good gift? And what was the best gift ever? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go talk about gifts. Come on.
Great gifts. The best gifts are personal. Many Americans don't feel money constitutes a good gift because it doesn't require any thought. They prefer something chosen just for the person. If the gift is a high-quality homemade gift, that's even better. Gift-giving reflects the reason people celebrate Christmas. Christians, in particular, remember the birth of Jesus. When he was born, wise men traveled many miles to visit him, bringing expensive gifts. But the greatest gift wasn't from the wise men, but from God.
Happy holidays! Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 constitute 这个动词。constitute 在这里是指被视为或者是可以算作。例如 the recent slump in sales constitutes a setback for the company. 最近的销售大幅下滑被视为公司的挫败。或者是 this new finding constitutes a breakthrough in medicine. 最新发现被视为医学上的突破。Constitute 也可以指构成或组成，例如 Women only constitute 20% of the school board. 女性在这个校董事会只占了 20%。 继续我们看的是 homemade 这个形容词。 Homemade 是指家里自制的，例如 Sally's homemade bread is not only healthy but also tasty. Sally 自己做的面包不止健康而且很美味。或者是 Mom's homemade cookies are my comfort food.妈妈自己做的饼干是让我吃了心情就会变好的食物。或者是 Several homemade bombs were found at the blast scene. 爆炸现场找到了几枚自制的炸弹。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, friends, we're learning about what the best gifts are here. And we read the best gifts are personal. Okay, so if you're going to buy a gift for someone, put some thought into it. Make it a personal gift.
We read here, many Americans don't feel money constitutes a good gift because it doesn't require any thought. Actually, Gabe, when I was a kid, I used to get annoyed when people would just give me money or if they would give me a gift card because it made me feel like they weren't putting any thought into the gift. They're just like, here, Rebecca, here's some money. And I was thinking, anybody could give me money.
Well, that's true. Money is very useful. And gift cards are nice sometimes. I would prefer to have a gift card than just cash, because sometimes like a gift card to a nice bookstore, I can use that to go and buy my favorite books. It is nice getting cards from people as well, written cards, because that is a thoughtful gift.
Well, speaking of the word thoughtful, this is actually a really good word for us to talk about.Now, the word thoughtful gives the idea that someone is being very kind, considerate, and very caring. So let's say, for example, you are sick and someone calls you just to check in on you. You could say, I really appreciate you calling. That was very thoughtful of you.
Or maybe they went out and got some medicine and brought it back to you. That's very thoughtful as well. This makes me think of when I was in university, And one of my friends, they knew that I liked acting, and they knew that I liked to lead other people and maybe put together dramas. And so when they were at a conference, they bought a book for me, and it was a drama handbook. I thought it was a very thoughtful gift from a thoughtful friend.
And of course, when you take time and think about what kind of gift your friend might want, mm-hmm. we could say that that is a very thoughtful thing to do. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We saw here that many Americans don't feel money constitutes a good gift because it doesn't require any thought. Some Americans might think it's not that thoughtful.
Well, right. But that, I think the reason that this is even mentioned in our lesson is because, of course, in some Asian cultures, it's common to give hongbao. And of course, that just has money inside, right? And of course, in those cultures, like in this culture, it's very acceptable to give a hongbao and to receive a hongbao. But if you go to the West, in many places, you might want to think about giving a little more personal of a gift.
And that's exactly what our lesson says. Mm-hmm. They, referring to the Americans, prefer something chosen for the person. If the gift is a high-quality homemade gift, that's even better. I've received several homemade gifts over the years. And actually, those gifts are very special to me because it's obvious that the person put a lot of time and thought into the gift.
Like what? I'm curious. What kind of homemade gifts have you received from people? Thoughtful homemade gifts.
Well, a friend made me a scrapbook once.
Oh.
She actually went and found a variety of different pictures, and then she placed them nicely in a book and then added some encouraging words in the book. And it was a really, really, really nice and special gift.
That is a thoughtful gift. Well, friends, let's continue here. Gift giving reflects the reason people celebrate Christmas. Christians in particular remember the birth of Jesus. Okay, so mm-hmm. when he was born, wise men traveled many miles to visit him, bringing expensive gifts. And this is a very famous and popular story around Christmas time when the wise men brought gifts to baby Jesus.
And we continue here with our lesson, but the greatest gift wasn't from the wise men, but from God. And that reminds us, or reminds me of the phrase, the greatest gift of all. Now, different people might have a different idea of what the greatest gift of all is, but Gabe, what do you think? What do you think is the greatest gift of all?
Okay, well, in our lesson, we're learning about the Christmas story, the reason why we even celebrate Christmas, and that is the birth of Jesus, God's Son. So that is the greatest gift of all. And the reason it is because other gifts, whether it's something you eat or something that you can open and use, it could be useful for a while, but not forever. However, the greatest gift of all will benefit you for the rest of your life and into eternity, because if you believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
And that definitely is the greatest gift of all. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus. It truly is a beautiful story. Now, don't get me wrong, though, Gabe.
Uh-huh.
I do like gifts sometimes.
Oh, good. Well, here's one for you right here.
Oh, thank you. I hope it's something good.
Open that on Christmas Day. You know, I've noticed on some shops, they don't write the entire word Christmas out. C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S becomes Xmas. What's that all about?
Hey, I'm glad you asked, because the guys in the info cloud have something they would like to say. So let's go there now.
Hmm.
Oh, here's my gift. Can I open it now?
Do that.
During the Christmas holiday season, we sometimes see the word Christmas written as Xmas, X-M-A-S, maybe on a Christmas card, on a website, or in a newspaper ad announcing a sale.
Some people take offense at this. When they see Xmas, they feel that Christ, the very reason for the holiday, has been removed from the holiday celebrations.
Well, it does seem that as cultures head towards materialism, the true meaning of Christmas is becoming more obscured. God gets demoted while Santa Claus takes center stage.
Regardless, people need not feel offended because X, as a written symbol for the name Christ, has a long and sacred history.
That's right. In ancient Greek, the name for Christ is Christos, which starts with the Greek letter chi, which looks almost exactly like the letter X.
So X became a kind of shorthand for the name Christ, even in non-religious documents. For instance, in the 17th and 18th centuries, the name Christine was sometimes spelled X-I-N-E.
Well, in summary, the words Xmas and Christmas are the same in every way except their spelling, meaning if you see the word Christmas spelled X-M-A-S, don't pronounce it as Xmas. It's still pronounced Christmas.
圣诞节是 Christmas， 它的字根 Christ 就是基督的意思，但有时候我们会看到 XMAS 这个字用来表示圣诞节，用 X 取代了原本的 Christ 基督，是不是就表示基督被 demote 降格了呢？其实没有，Xmas 的 X 是截取自希腊文的 Christos 基督，而 Crystal 这个字的第一个希腊字母 Chi 就跟英文的 X 长得一模一样，在历史上 X 也常常被拿来代表 Christ，因此 Christmas 跟 Xmas 是同样的意思。要注意的是，现在许多人以为 X 是一个缩写，所以在写 Xmas 的时候，还刻意在 X 后面打上一撇省略符号。其实那是不必要的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Look at all of these gifts. Which one should I open first? Should I open the big one or the small one? I know that good things come in small packages. I wonder which is the greatest gift of them all. But hold on for just a moment. Is Christmas really about gifts and receiving gifts? I think that we already learned something about Jesus and how Christmas is about Jesus. Well, let's see what else we can learn here in our lesson.
Great gifts. The baby Jesus was God. He chose to become human, even though he knew human life could be hard. This gift of God's presence was the most personal gift imaginable. God gave this gift because we needed it. We needed someone to teach us how to live. We needed God to forgive our bad actions so we could live forever with Him. Jesus did all of that. So on Christmas, we give presents to imitate God's action of giving the perfect gift.
OK， 接下来我们看 imaginable 这个形容词 ，imaginable 是指可想象的或者是想象得到的。例如 ，This shop has ice cream in every imaginable flavor. 这家店有各种你可以想象得到的冰淇淋的口味。imaginable 也常常和 most、 worst 或者是 best 之类的最高级形容词一起使用。例如 ，The people in the refugee camp live in the worst conditions imaginable. 那些住在难民营的人生活在你可以想象得到的最糟糕的环境中。最后我们看的是 imitate 这个动词 ，I-M-I-T 这个字根有相像的意思，所以 imitate 是指模仿或仿效。例如 ，The little girl wore high heels, imitating how her mom walks. 这个小女孩穿着高跟鞋，模仿着妈妈走路的样子。她的名词是字尾去掉 e， 再加上 I-O-N 变成 imitation。 例如 ，Paul learned how to dance by imitation. Paul 透过模仿学会跳舞。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, God, for giving us Jesus. We're learning about this baby Jesus. The baby Jesus was God. He chose to become human even though he knew human life can be hard. Now, before we continue with this section, let's talk about a phrase. It is the gift that keeps on giving. Have you ever heard that phrase before, Rebecca?
Well, I have heard that phrase. Mm-hmm. I don't often use it. And I'm trying to figure out, how does a gift keep on giving?
Well, right. Well, so the idea is that when you receive this gift, you don't just open it and enjoy it once. No, it can help you enjoy it for a long time. It can be something that you enjoy for a long time. And it can keep giving you new ways to enjoy it. So I believe that Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, because every day he promises life and joy and peace. And these are things that we can have with us for the rest of our lives.
Excellent. Well, this actually reminds me of another phrase that we want to talk about, and that is, Christmas comes but once a year. And that is a very true statement. However, this idiom just means, or it's often used as an excuse for people to eat anything that they want. So let's say, for example, it's right around Christmas time and someone eats a nice big piece of chocolate cake and then some cookies and then ice cream and some mashed potatoes and turkey. They may say, well, you know, Christmas comes but once a year, so enjoy all the food you possibly can.
I know a lot of people that think this way around Christmas. Well, it is fun to get gifts during Christmas and to give them as well. Now, we're continuing learning about Jesus here. He knew that human life can be hard. The gift of God's presence was the most personal gift imaginable. So we've been talking about how it's important to give thoughtful and personal gifts. Of course, God's presence with us, that's the most personal thing we could think about.
And we read here, God gave this gift because we needed it. We needed someone to teach us how to live. We needed God to forgive our bad actions so we could live forever with him. And that really is an incredible gift. The idea that God gave his only son to us, you know, to die on the cross so that we could experience this love, joy, peace, and eternal life.
Right, because he died in our place. And of course, he rose again 3 days later so that we could have new life. This is an amazing gift. We read on here, Jesus did all of that. So on Christmas, we give presents to imitate God's action of giving the perfect gift. We give imitating God's giving to us. And of course, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Friends, right now it's time for Sing
It
Out.
So we can enjoy these gifts.
Yes.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. He came on Christmas morn. He showed us what it means to love the young, old, rich, and poor. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He knows just what we need. If you believe, you will receive and join the family.
Gabe, I remember a story of a little boy. He goes down to the Christmas tree at Christmas time, and he sees a big present. It has silver bow on top. He opens up the present, and inside, he finds nothing. Yeah, so he goes to his father, and he says, hey, Dad, why is there nothing in this present? And his father says,
well, son, that was a great big gift you opened, but there's an even greater gift I want to tell you about.
Wow.
And actually, it's the greatest gift of all.
What is the greatest gift of all, Dad?
Well, he's what Christmas is all about.
A he?
Yes.
Is it a puppy dog?
No, it's not a puppy. Oh. He is the reason for the season. Let me tell you about him.
Okay.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. Came on Christmas morn. Showed us what it means to love the young, old, rich, and poor. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He knows just what we need. If you believe, you will receive. Join the family.
But Dad, I already have a family. You, Mom, who else?
Well, your sister, of course.
Oh, yeah, my sister. Oh, and Larry, my hippopotamus.
Your hippopotamus, your stuffed animal hippopotamus. Let me tell you about an even better family. It's God's family.
Wow.
Yes, you know God created the hippopotamus. But he has something even better for you, dear son. And actually, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow, how can a gift keep on giving?
Because when you believe in Jesus, then you will have true joy and peace every day.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. Came on Christmas morn. Showed us what it means to love. Young, old, rich, and poor. He's the gift that keeps on giving. Knows just what we need. Believe you will receive and join the family.
I'm so happy. Christmas is coming.
I know. I've been looking forward to Christmas all week.
I've been looking forward to Christmas all year.
There's so many wonderful things about Christmas. The food, the decorations, the music.
And the gifts.
Yes, I love gift giving.
I love gift getting. Just kidding.
I love Christmas shopping and wrapping presents in colorful paper.
Me too. But picking a great gift isn't easy.
True. It requires knowing and loving the person you're giving it to.
Yes. Speaking of gifts, why do we give gifts at Christmas?
Giving gifts reflects the reason people celebrate Christmas.
Oh, I know. To remember the birth of Jesus?
Right. Wise men gave gifts to Jesus.
Yes. Expensive gifts.
But the greatest gift wasn't from the wise men. It was from God.
Was the baby Jesus the greatest gift?
Yes. Jesus was God's son.
God sent him to become human and live among us.
He taught us how to live and die to forgive our bad actions.
Jesus was the perfect gift.
And on Christmas, we give gifts to imitate God's action.
And speaking of gifts, Merry Christmas!
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
So, where's my gift?
So, which of these is the greatest gift ever?
Rebecca, the greatest gift is Jesus, God's son. He's the gift that keeps on giving. Oh. Friends, we'll see you next time. And of course, to everybody,
Merry Christmas.